Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have a host, no other than Mr. Vicky.
Hi, I'm Mr. Fiki, and I'm the co-host of Abstract Essay.
Yes.
So I can't so do it as well.
Yes. So people, watch out for our third season, this coming tweet, people. So they're Fiki and I giving you the best of the best of third season. Oh, wow, Mr. Fiki. Now I know how to do the video podcast.
Oh, awesome. Yes. That'd be fun.
So let's do our first episode exclusively on Spotify. Goodness, exclusive.
Exclusive. No other,
but we can upload also on YouTube because...
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, yeah.
It's more people will attract for our subscribers. So let's do...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And, of course, please do watch out for our third season because our third season is bigger, better, and bolder. Right, Mr. Fiki?
Very big and very bold. Sorry.
Just like the universe.
Oh, like, yes.
Just like the painting of Mr. Fiki. The more... Mr. Fiki do it every week, the more it getting better and better. Just like the one we're going to talk about today. So what the title of the piece, Mr. Fiki?
Today's piece is called Hidden Under the Mask. This is a drawing of my original character called Shade. Since birth, he had this kind of birthmark all across his face, so he usually wears the bird mask to cover it all up. And I wanted to make him look sort of sorrowful, looking out into the world that he gets shunned by because of his features. It's like a very sad piece, very sort of sad. Yeah. And I made so it's raining, and then one of the raindrops looks like it's a tear coming out of his eye, but it's just the rain. So yeah, it's very different mood today.
Yeah, different mood, but unique. It's one of a kind for me. As I said, your painting is getting better and better and better. Third season on the first episode, you gonna do what? Black hole, then dark matter, dark energy, so that we can talk about it, right?
Yeah, that's very abstract. I'm not sure how I'm gonna do that, but it's very different. We'll see.
Very, very black. So, because you can no longer see it. It's dark matter, people.
Yeah.
So, hidden under the mask, what is behind painting?
Well, it's because this is the first time I've drawn this character without a mask on. So, it's like first time for the viewers or for the people who like this character a lot on TikTok also. So, it's the first time seeing his face fully. So, it's kind of cool, I guess. But it's just like... I usually draw this character in a very cool sort of action mode, but I wanted to make him seem more human for this one, showing off his insecurity in a way, I guess. Yes.
What emotion of this hidden under the mask you depicted?
I picture this character as being sort of like, you know, Naruto?
Yeah.
Like how Naruto, when he was younger, he was always like sort
angry.
Of... He was like isolated from all the villagers because he had the monster inside him. And I'm going for a sort of similar theming with this character. Or because of his features, people are sort of scared by him. That's why he wears the mask. It's very deep.
Yes. It's like the mask of sorrow. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what depicted the window?
He's like looking outside into the world, sort of. Being sort of sorrowful, a little bit longing for something different, I guess. Because his current life is sort of lonely in a way.
Lonely and sad.
Mm.
So why, why the hand is on the glass? Is it made of glass, right?
Yeah, that's why there's like, it's the window, he's holding it on the window, and there's like, he's like smudging the window with his fingers. You can see a little bit. That's sort of subtle, but yeah. He's holding onto the window, like he wants to go outside, he wants to explore the world without having this stigma around him. That's what I was going for.
Yes, because mm-hmm. of the scar on his face, right?
Yes, yes.
Now you're getting better to in depicting the background. It's the one you did today is really good. Comparing for the previous painting that you did, the background is so amazing, Mr. Fiji.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes. So if you want to rate this paint Hidden Under the Mask, 1 to 10, where is it?
Personally, I think it's my favorite, even though I sort of did it really quickly in the end.
Yes, I think this is the best of your all paintings. Don't you think?
I think this is one of the ones that just has like a story you can sort of see, even without me sort of telling it, you can sort of see something.
Yes, definitely. I agree with it. So what techniques that you did on this painting?
I used so much blurring to get the background so it looks nice.
Yeah, so nice.
And I wanted to make sure the lighting sort of followed the coat hanger, the bookshelves, because if the light from the candles underneath, you have to make sure that the shadow from the shelf above stays shadow because it's being covered by the hanger, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure the lighting was on point with this one.
Oh, wow. Nice. In doing the background, what techniques that you did apply to?
I used lots of straight lines to make sure that all the furniture and everything looked like real and not
yes,
like a cartoony sort of Timmy Turner type of, I don't know, just like not like a cartoon, it's more like tangible how furniture would look like. So I have to make sure it's
Yeah, it is so nice. Comparing to your other, as I said, comparing to other paintings that you did, I think this is for me your number one.
Oh, thank you.
Number two for me is Miss Frankenstein. Oh, nice.
Everyone loves Frankenstein girl.
Yes.
I should draw her more.
Yes.
Maybe draw her with a black hole.
And number three will be the elf.
Elf.
The elf.
Adele.
Yes, I think.
The sword girl.
I think that's, no, the other one with the orange hair. I don't know what's the title, but that's my number three. Because you did totally the front of the face is so unique for me. And this one too, because you should do always like this kind of painting, Mr. Fiki. Manga with the power, power, everything. Oh, this would be amazing. let's do like the Spider-Verse. Oh, nice.
Oh, make me own comic. Yes. That'd be cool.
So how many days you paint this masterpiece of yours?
I came up with this idea like yesterday, but I spent the whole day like sort of changing it because originally he was going to look like a lot like Batman, sort of being like Batman in like a bathroom or something.
like Robin.
Yeah, like Robin, Nightwing. The Robin, that's like different, you know?
Yes, yes.
But it was originally going to be a lot more green, a lot more darker and sort of dramatic, but I didn't like it, so I redrew it all like three times. So this is the result after three times, and yeah, I think it turned out the best one, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not. It's really good. Really good. And if you want to modify this Eden under the mask, which part of this painting you want to modify?
If I had more time with the shading, maybe I'd be more detailed, but otherwise I think it's really good.
I think so, yes. It's one of a kind. Say you want to change the background. Let's say buildings or on the road. Is it hard for you?
Yes.
In what way it's hard for you? Because?
Because you have to deal with like three-point perspective or like making sure all the buildings line up. You know, in a way it's appealing. So it would take a lot more time, and I didn't have a lot of time.
Well, definitely. So do you think in the future you can do better than this? I mean, by doing the background plus probably people, let's say five people in front, and then the background is some as like great as what you did right now.
That would take a lot more time, but I think it's definitely possible. I would just need to spend maybe like 2 weeks instead of 2 days, you know, because adding a character is a whole nother level of like shading, lighting, making a clean line art. So it's a lot, yeah, but it would be nice to get to that stage.
Yes, definitely. So before we go on, Mr. Fiki, I want to invite you to listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on our third season with Chef Alessandro, one of the executive chefs in downtown Toronto. Mm-hmm. And our Book 101 review with Krista Trublet, he's an award-winning author. And he's the author of trilogy book Voldemort Apocalypse. Please do listen to our latest episode. So, Mr. Fiki.
Yes.
What age did you learn that you're good in painting?
People say I'm good at having movement in my pieces, having a nice shading and lighting, I guess. So what I've been told, and I think it's somewhat accurate.
Okay. Do you think that your painting right now is good enough to be a merchandise?
I am unsure. Honestly, as an artist, I am never sure.
But for me, yes. I think yes. For my perspective, your paintings are good for merchandise. Most especially for the last, well, let's say 5 months that you're doing it every day or every week. It's getting improved and improved, and it's really good for merchandise. I hope there's people listening out there that support Mr. Fiki to be more successful on his painting. Let's do promote Mr. Fiki Arts. Let's do merchandise like t-shirt, caps, or what else? Speakers, right? And Fiki's art.
Speakers. Beats for Dr. Dre.
You know, Miss Frankenstein is a good for speakers, Mr. Fiki. You know that?
Oh, sticker. I thought you said speaker.
Speakers.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Like this one, the mask. This is good speakers for the wall or a good background for, most especially for the Gen Z. These are the qualities of Gen Z people want. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think they would like, if it's like a print, maybe they would like it, yeah.
A print, yes. It's like you just stick on the wall.
Yeah.
And this one, the hidden under the mask, it's really nice for Gen Z room. You know, this is people like Miss Frankenstein or Spider-Verse. Those are the qualities of paintings that the Gen Z wants. So we, people out there listening, if you want to see the other painting of Mr. Fiki, where they can see your painting, Mr. Fiki?
You can find it in full quality on my Twitter, my Instagram, and my TikTok at Fruitskew, at FruitSkue.
Oh, now you have a Twitter, right?
Yeah, it's I'm still learning it, though.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Branching out slowly.
Branching out slowly. Also link in. Yeah, those are good ones. You have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for the professional people. You know, you can see company over there to sponsor you. Who knows, right? This is for, because LinkedIn is for professional people.
Yeah.
Encourage you to make an account. So, Mr. Fiki, what else you can say about Hidden Under the Mask?
I'd say for the amount of time I got, or the amount of time I gave myself because I was so busy, I think I managed to like balance the quality and still balance the quality and the time to have it still be a really good piece by the end of it. So it's going to be something I'm going to be trying to add to the rest of my paintings going forward. However, I can speed up but still have good quality, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, definitely. Because, as I said, Mr. Fiki is getting better and better for all his painting that he is doing. And congratulations. The Hidden Under the Mask is so nice. So please do check on Mr. Fiki Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
It's a new one.
Please do listen to our next episode next week, because we are live by a satellite. Oh, nice.
Oh, wow, really?
What is satellite?
Satellite. Elon Musk satellite.
Yes.
Starlink.
Yes, we are live by a satellite through recording, people. I'm not yet finished. So record our video and then upload it. So this is our first time you see us talking each other, how we do talk about Mr. Fiki paintings and of course the mystery of the universe next episode.
Yeah, I'll have fun with that prompt.
Mr. Fiki will do that. Morticon people, see you soon.
Bye.